Let the stories we tell not be the craftings of a clever but twisted author, bent on manipulating the minds of the audience to his advantage. Instead, let them be sproutings from the seed of a pure heart, of childlike innocence, witnessing and wondering the ways of the world in its many flavors. For those alone are the tales that open perspectives into what is, in the prism of your mind and your life's experiences, but authentic, not engineered narratives designed to trigger, manipulate, and condition anyone. When we explore the world of classical myths and narratives, it's all still so very pristine. In 1,000 symbols, in 100 worlds, expressions of our lives in so many flavors. Yes, you have the odd medieval playwright crafting tales with a spin. With this, we shall undermine and overthrow the corrupt tyrant king. But those sorts of stratagems pale in comparison to the sort of engineering that happens in today's world of narrations. Mass media, the whole of the entertainment industry, the hollow Hollywood, feeding engagement and profit metrics into the AI, crafting and sculpting whatever that produces the maximum yield. And it doesn't matter what the hell sort of shallow slop that comes out, as long as it delivers. So where is there a soul in any of that? Where is there truth of life in any of that? And why are you gobbling it all up without a second thought, all the while ignoring the 1,000 authentic tales outside the mainstream? You'll easily dish out $100 a month for your Netflix premium, Amazon Prime, HBO, whatever subscriptions and your movie tickets, but you will not drop $10 for that independent author seeking to share something genuine with us all. Nah, if it's fame and fortune they seek, then let them plunge into the mainstream, sell their souls, sketch up some brain rot, go viral and scoop up the ad yields. But you know, what if that wasn't what they were looking for to begin with? They were just hoping to share what they care about. Yeah, it may not immediately resonate with your dopamine tunnels, with your preferred aesthetics from the big screen, but you know, you could also recognize that you have been conditioned. You are in an attention tunnel there, conditioned and engineered into particular types of consumption. Is that truly the way you wish to live the rest of your life, or will you open your mind to a broader perspective? Exploring, witnessing the full spectrum of what the world out there outside the mainstream is bringing forward. What we need is authentic narratives exposing us to the full spectrum of life without intentional distortions. What we don't need is increasingly hollow generic mass-produce, designed to entrap and enmesh your brain chemicals into a particular profit-yielding homeostasis. So what are you going to do about all that? Just moving on, I did not hear this. Or will you actually pause to consider these considerations? Should I be doing something about it? Or will you simply tell yourself another tale to return to that nest of brain rot of conditioning? Alas, life is full of choices, and these choices are the crossroads in our tales. So put your tail in your mouth and spin it real.